This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The government attacks us on many different fronts, psychologically, spiritually, financially. They try to get us dependent, get us into their compact city control grids. Now, more and more children, the government's telling them that, oh, your child has disabilities, you've got a special school for them, special public school, but then basically they're just prisons for your children. We've got a woman coming up to talk about this and some of the abuses that are going on. Also, I've got more on the lies by the government concerning Iraq and the situation there, how the lies are now coming out. People are now getting to learn of this en masse. The number of cases now, or potential cases of the monkeypox, has grown dramatically. They're talking about quarantining all the pet stores and shutting down whole areas. There's some interesting news, though, out of the Supreme Court, some of the developments there. A new SARS outbreak feared at a hospital in Toronto. The EU wants an internet sales tax and is trying to drag our government along with it. U.S. plans a ring of bases for quick strikes to go in and take over sovereign nations. It's all coming up in this hour. Right now, let's go back to Bob in New York. He had another point he wanted to make. Go ahead, Bob.
Alex, I've got this article. I'll read it real quick. It's really short. It's called The Emperor Fiddling While Rome Burns. The Federal Reserve is indulging in PR as never before and pussyfooting on the money supply issue, while the velocity of money is in chronic decline. As did the Emperor Nero, the Fed seems content to fiddle while Rome burns. The following chart from the St. Louis Fed shows a slowdown not only in money growth, but in the velocity of money, which is defined as the number of times the money supply circulates through the economy during a specified period of time. Without a doubt, this is a lethal combination for GDP growth. What's amazing is people are getting smart and they're hanging on to their money. Well, if money doesn't circulate, Alex, what is it worth? Nothing.
Well, also, yesterday I read the Wall Street Journal article where in tech, construction, across-the-board manufacturing, CEOs are dumping the stock in their companies during this rally. That portends badly for earnings. We know that manufactured goods sales are down. We know that service industry sales are way down. All the key indicators are bad. And remember, this is all on purpose. The Davos, Switzerland World Economic Forum said this almost 4 years ago, that they wanted to destroy the dollar. They want to slow the economy down so people can't physically pay their debts off so that they can have a massive consolidation. So it's all about control. Does this particular writer agree with that analysis?
Oh, very much so, in fact. But what he also says is they've been running test models at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York City in regards to a global financial collapse and what is their going to be their response. And I just laugh because I think that all their tools, their massive derivatives positions, will not prop this up and before the American people and the people of the world, for that matter, wake
up.
My
friend, they don't want to prop it up. They just are waiting, trying to forestall it so they can get their whole police state in line. You watch. With an economic collapse will be accompanied by military-industrial complex terror attacks to legitimize the government as the savior during the crisis.
Boy, I hope we just wake up. In the meantime, I want to send that positive message: is that they're losing it.
Well, it is positive.
They're getting more and more insane, and they're losing it, and they don't know what to do. That's what I think.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call, Bob. Yep. Really good points. We've got a guest coming up, and then more news and your calls. The guest will be only on about 10 minutes, so we'll get to the callers that are patiently holding. Toll free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. What do you think about all the articles I've been mentioning, all these different stories? I mean, the globalists are a bunch of sick freaks. We'll be right back. Please stay with me.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how they are leader using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
About half of America isn't even on the Internet. Doesn't own a computer, don't surf the World Wide Web. But even if you don't have a computer, you should be against Internet sales taxes. Because the UN owns the domain names. They say you don't own your domain names, like Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And they say that they're going to control content, not just tax it, and that it's going to be a global body that taxes it, setting up a global tax. That's why this is so dangerous. Just one facet of it. And I've got this article here, and we're going to be covering that a little bit later in the show. Also a new SARS outbreak, more on the monkeypox and that crisis that's brewing. This is all coming up in the next 50 minutes. And, of course, your calls. I know we have callers holding patiently. Please stay with us. But for the next 10 minutes or so, I'm honored to have a parent on who's upset about a padded solution room. Now, they, for kids that are bad in Denver, in Littleton, in many areas, they have deaf education. The kid's bad, they put you in a box that is shaped like a coffin. This isn't as bad as that. It's a padded room, and they lock the kids up in these. And I guess the kids are kind of encouraged to go wild in them. It's kind of the whole liberal view of time out. But what struck me in this article out of NWCN TV is that more and more the kids are frisked. They have drug dogs in the schools. They have ID cards. The smallest thing gets you sent to the principal's office, gets you locked up in these little timeout rooms. And joining me is Kelly Fletcher, and her 7-year-old son is partially deaf, and she doesn't think that he needs to be in this special class environment where they lock kids up. She says her child has never been in trouble. Kelly Fletcher, thanks for coming on the show.
Yes.
Tell us about how your child got into this part of the public school and why you're upset about what's happening.
Well, in February, his home school had approached me and said that the accommodations that they were using on Dante was not helping him to academically progress. And, you know, we've known about the hearing problem all along, and just wanting him to get the proper help, I was open to whatever options they gave me. And one of the options was a class in the North Shore School District at one of the other schools that's close by, that this class is a little bit smaller in size, and they can give the children a little more intense one-on-one. That sounded great because, you know, I want my son to succeed in school. So then they told me, well, there's like just a couple kids in there with a behavior problem, which then struck my problem. I'm like, hey, I don't
know. So this is a discussion of special education, and they're broadening the definitions now.
Mm-hmm.
I've read the statistics. They're putting kids in who supposedly have ADD. Now they get a subpar education. The curriculum is lowered, and you're next to some kid who's a psychopath. It'll corrupt your children. It's a horrible system, but they get federal funds to expand the special education, and some schools, fully one-third are in special ed. So this is really part of dumbing the kids down, and all your child has, you say, never had a behavioral problem, never...
No.
So they weren't honest to you about what type of system this really is.
Yeah, no, that's what promoted me. You know, when he came home and told me, this was only 9 days after attending a class, I'm hearing little by little new things. He was locked in the room, and then I look at his progress report for that day, and it says that he met standards. It was a good day. That rose flags right there. That's like covering a black eye with makeup. No. Can't have that. Called the police and reported it to him. And it took them about 3 days to get there because it wasn't considered a crisis situation. But in the meantime, I kept my son out of school until, you know, I got some kind of response.
So you called the police?
Yes, I did.
And what did you, I mean, did you say that this was, what, cruel and unusual, or what did you say?
Oh, I was flabbergasted. You know, my son says he was locked in this room and the lights were turned off. And I didn't think that any place could, in a public school, could perform this sort of discipline, especially without the okay of
the Denver Post has reported, 2020 and 91 reported, they lock kids in small boxes.
Mm.
It's all part of a psychological operation.
Uh-huh. Do they even have the credentials to be performing psychological tactics on these children?
That's a good point. No, they don't have it to demand Ritalin or Prozac or any of this. So your son's 7. You say in the article, never been in trouble. So why did your son tell you they stuck him in there?
Well, I guess being new to the class, he's in with kids that do have behavior problems, and they were teasing him. Now, my son also has 2 different colored eyes, which has always drawn a lot of attention to him. And some of it's been negative, and some of it's been, well, most of it's positive. But, you know, kids are cruel. So anyways, he's in there.
That's very interesting. Do you know what that means when a human has 2 different colored eyes?
Yes, it's a gene that's been discovered, and it's called Wardenburg. And there's symptoms with the gene that you can display maybe.
Well, it's actually incredibly exceptional person.
Mm-hmm.
It means it's a generally, in almost every case, it is a twin that did not divide.
Yeah, no.
Did you know that? I mean,
yeah,
I'm just saying it's interesting. A lot of times they're very exceptional people, though. They do have some problems.
Sure.
But
he's a lot of
geniuses. But, I mean, go ahead. Please continue.
Yes. So, anyways, the kids were, you know, teasing him and being a little insecure just moving to the school and putting in the factor of different colored eyes. And now that he's at the school, he's had some negative feedback from his eyes from some of the children. He starts to tell the children, stop looking at me. So the teacher got mad because I guess at this point in the time that the children were coming back from recess, and it was called quiet downtime, and which they didn't, I didn't know about this. He had to go grab a happy toy or a pillow and lay down on the ground like a two-year-old, which I'm now upset because, you know, my son's almost eight.
Yeah, you don't, no. This hurts the children to put them in special education. They're trying to widen it, and I'm glad you noticed this.
Yes. And it's too many disabilities in together at once, and you need to be specialized in one disability. You can't treat an autistic children and then know about a hearing impaired child. You don't have the knowledge for both.
And generally, the special ed teacher, and not all of them, I'm knocking all of them, but usually it's somebody who's washed out of the other classes.
Yeah, well, as far as I understand, this person is just getting their first teaching position, so...
Ah, see. Well, so you're going to get your child, I would imagine, out of here.
I'm trying.
You thought it was some special curriculum to help him, but you found out it was really where they just stick to all the kids.
This class was is geared for children with behavior problems, and I was also told two times that children do not come to this class unless they are referred from with behavior problems.
So what did they tell you when they referred your child?
That it was just the smaller in class size, that he would be able to get a little more of the one-on-one that he needed, you know, due to his hearing loss. It's hard for him to follow directions in the class and participate like all the rest of the children.
Now, the news says here that your son had never didn't have any record of being in trouble before.
No.
And then now suddenly all this is happening.
Yeah.
And you're in Washington State.
Yes.
Well, that's, I have to tell you, that's one of the worst states for all of this weird social engineering, so... Is your son out of the class now?
I am trying really hard. This is, you know, I'm just new to this. The reason I took the steps for the news is because it became more of a power control. You know, I'm like, hey, I got a doctor's note, and I was told, hey, you don't get to choose where he's placed. You know, I'm like, hold on, this is no longer about helping my son. It's more about, oh, we're going to do what we want to do with your child.
Well, it's called Goals 2000, and a subdirective of it is all children. By the fifth grade, they're already doing computer testing, federally paid for. The government will decide what trade school or what you're going to be. And then you'll have to have that letter of accreditation. It's the Soviet model or the old Europe model. You'll have to have a letter of accreditation for what college you can attend and what you can be. So already they're doing it by pushing the kids into these schools.
Mm-mm.
So you had a teacher conference, your son had trouble hearing. This area will help him. You didn't know the school got tens of thousands of federal dollars, I'm sure, as a motive to do this. Now he's in there and having problems, and they want to keep him locked up in there.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about homeschooling, even if your son had to, or putting him into a Christian school, telling him your situation?
You know, that would be great. The thing is I'm a single parent. I'm also in college, and I'm working. So, you know, this is at a bad time.
They've broken down the society. Let me tell you what these special ed classes do. They will try to hop your kid up on drugs the next few years. The kids are going to keep teasing him. He'll start having behavioral problems. And before you're done, they're going to send CPS after you.
Yeah.
Also, a large portion of kids that go in these classes are eventually kidnapped by Child Protective Services.
Oh, you know, all these things have already struck me. I'm getting him out of this class.
So this is already happening?
Well, no, these things I've already crossed my mind. Okay.
Yeah, but don't be confrontational with these pinheads on power trips. Just calmly go sign the form, withdraw your son, move if you have to another school district, start over. Don't make a lot of smoke, though, because you're a single mother. They'll figure that they're like hyenas.
My circumstances,
They'll figure that they can attack you because you're with young easier.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Large predators always attack. Yeah.
I tape recorded our last conversation. I knew that from day one, when I found out that there was a lie, that I had to take different steps in this whole...
Oh, they're total liars. Right.
Yeah, so, you know, what I did is when I came into our meeting, and I had no knowledge of anything about this class, I said, I hope you don't mind, I'm tape recording this. Turn the tape recorder on and then start confronting them about the situation. Why did you tell me that this class was for academics?
That's right. You get on the offensive, but
then I sent it off to the investigators. To an Olympia.
Now that you let them know, now we'll just quietly pull him out. If you've got family with another address, say he lives there, do whatever you have to. Get him into another school district. Be very quiet about this. and just tell him he's going to have to cope with it. He didn't want to go back into that mind control class.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to get him into a school that is geared for children with hard of hearing. He
right.
doesn't belong
that's
there.
The way to go. Yeah, school for the hearing impaired.
Well, I found him an advocate just at the last minute.
Good. Kelly Fletcher, Godspeed. We'll pray for you. And
Thank you.
I hope everything goes well with your son, and I'm sorry you had to learn the hard way how evil these people are.
Well, God's been guiding me through this, so it's
okay. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
I'll be right back.
It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the powerful Berkey now, ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Are you prepared? Seems that more terrorism on our soil is inevitable. Chemical attacks, biological, nuclear, who knows for sure what dangers lie ahead for America. Recent articles have pointed to vulnerability in our agricultural industry. An attack on our food supply would be devastating. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute has been alerting people to this very real possibility for years. She's helped many of us to prepare for these threats to our survival. Call the ARC Institute today at 1-800-255-1912 and ask about protecting your family's food supply with heirloom seeds. Heirloom seeds have been carefully passed down from generation to generation, preserving America's ability to feed herself. We've certainly been getting some conflicting advice from Washington on how to protect against biological and chemical attacks. Jerry can help here too. The book, Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, will give you all the information you'll need to ensure your family's safety. They say you can't buy happiness, but peace of mind is available at the ARC Institute. Call the ARC Institute today, toll-free, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's go ahead and take some calls. And then I'm going to get back into this British scientist saying the chance of Armageddon's 50-50. Because this is what I'm concerned about. Genetically engineered weapons the government has. how stuff's already been released from bioweapons labs, they say by accident, and these different threats, and how the globalists are using those threats, saying the answer is a new world order. That's coming up, and more on the internet taxes they want to do as a global tax. But right now, let's talk to Philip in Missouri, then Ron, Charles, and others. Philip, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Mr. Jones, how are y'all doing?
Fantastic.
I was watching less than a couple weeks ago. I was watching a thing on the History Channel on restaurants, and they were talking about the drive-thru windows, and it caught my eye because they were talking about maybe a next step, and some of the McDonald's restaurants were already doing it, is having the little cards, and they would ask you if you just want to take it off the card while they're out there on the you're not even handing in cash anymore. It's just done through the...
Yes, and then major chains are going to go away from cash, phasing it out.
Yeah, now I work for Taco Bell, and I'm saying this is freaking me out. Because, I mean, they're trying to say, well, it's going to speed up the speed of service.
And then there's going to be problems with people stealing the cards, but don't worry, the face scanning camera hooked into the driver's license database is already happening. We'll know if it's really you and your card, but it's for everyone's safety and to stop fraud. But of course, there then won't be a person at the cash register at the window, and already the service is so bad and they get your order wrong, but that's okay. There'll be a security guard there who guards the office, and maybe one person that cleans stuff up. It'll all be automated. Doesn't that sound like delicious food to you?
Oh, you know, I already hate my job the way it is. It's just going to make it worse. It's just going to make the job worse for the people that are actually making the food.
How's that Starlink corn they put in the Taco Bell tacos?
It's nasty, and it hurts the health of the taco.
Well, it's corn that bugs won't eat because it has a natural pesticide. What's wrong with us to lusciously eat that?
A lot of things are wrong with us. It hurts my diabetes. I'll tell you that right now. The corn actually hurts the pancreatic secretions.
I just know they weren't supposed to put it in there and got caught doing it. Hmm.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things that are wrong with food, not only at Taco Bell, but many other fast food.
But don't worry, they're going to start irradiating all the school children's meat. Now they can take rotten meat and irradiate it, and it'll be good to eat.
I'm quite wondering if some of the health problems that we have is because of, cancer and diabetes and everything else because of some of the stuff that we eat.
Well, they admit they've got the deadly cancer virus that was in the polio shot right into the 80s, and now they found it magically. Other types of cancer and vaccines that don't even have a mammal involved in the production, they're just wondering how it's getting in there. But keep taking your shots. It's good for you.
Yeah, but it's, you know, now they got this. You can't even go to a pet store and buy any type of animal because you might get this monkeypox thing.
Oh, they got to train you. They can shut down industries whenever they want and lock down roads and have red alerts for your safety.
Well, the funny thing about the monkeypox is they said it happened to show up in this prairie dog. Now, I'm originally from western Kansas where they have prairie dogs.
Well, they think they had prairie dogs in a cage with this giant Europe or Asian rat, and the rat had the monkeypox, and that's how it got spread.
It's nuts. I think they're just monkeying around with our health.
Well, it certainly gets us all afraid of smallpox now. See, it can spread, and now maybe we should go ahead and take the shot. It'll keep us safe. And, oh, there's West Nile that Rumsfeld just so happened to give to Saddam in 83 and right up until 1990, our government did. And, oh, there just so happens to be SARS. It looks like it was genetically engineered. But
yeah,
that's okay. The government will save us.
Yeah, that SARS just showed up in Missouri again, too.
It's right all here. Part of the fear, all part of strengthening the mental health and public health systems for tyranny. Thanks for the call, sir. Great points, Philip. Ron in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ron. Good to talk to you.
You there?
Yes, sir.
Got a couple questions for you real quick.
Okay.
One, had you heard about the Oklahoma City Council considering a resolution against the Patriot Act? Heard it on the radio, the car radio this morning on a local Oklahoma City radio station.
I know that a talk show host named Lan Lampier, I've been on his show about five times, and we've called for it. and it's one of the big 50,000 waters there. AM. I know he had called for it a few weeks ago. Tell me about it when we get back. No, I didn't hear about that.
Okay.
Well, that's a conservative area. That'd be a major victory. Stay there, and I'll hear more about this, Ron. We'll get your other question, too. Then we'll go to Charles and others that are patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. There's a lot more coming up. So please stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. My name is Bob Barefoot, and I'm here today to introduce Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus. It has twice as much of the high-grade marine coral calcium.
Call toll-free, 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alert issued as U.S. monkeypox cases grow to 37. More on that coming up. Of course, your calls here momentarily and some news on the false information they put out for the war, world taxation for the Internet by the United Nations, and much more. Before we go back to Ron, Charles, Mark, and others, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. My ninth film is now out. Believe me, you're really missing something if you don't get it. It is 2 hours, 37 minutes long, covers Patriot Act 1 and 2, Ashcroft's Lies, Homeland Security, Total Information Awareness Network, in stunning detail, government-run white slavery rings, forced inoculation, the latest news on confirmed federal concentration camps all over the U.S., mainstream news articles, mainstream video clips, information on executive orders being activated. This is a powerful new film. Dozens of examples of government-sponsored terror. I haven't covered my other videos. Police State 3, Total Enslavement, now out, now shipping, $25.95. But if you order three or more of any of my nine titles, my nine videos, they drop down to $20 a piece, and you're authorized and encouraged to make copies of the videos for nonprofit educational purposes to get them out to your friends and family and to tap into the grassroots power of the American people. So the ball is in your court. So understand, I got nine films. I got a book I've written. It's only $12. Dissent into Tyranny about September 11th. We've got to get the story out. We've got to tell the story. Or the globalists are going to continue to carry out terror and blame it on their enemies and pose as our saviors when in truth they are the usurpers. They are the enemy combatants. They are the terrorists. So go to Infowars.com. That's Infowars.com. Or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Get the videos. Start the revelation, the revolution of information. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me with your check or money order or Federal Reserve note to Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, spelled L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. Get the films. Make the copies. Get them on Access TV. Save America from the terrorists. It is so important. Ron, you said that Oklahoma City Council was considering getting rid and decrying the Patriot Act. Would you like to tell us what you heard on the radio, Ron?
That was basically it. Just a short announcement on a local radio broadcast that this morning the Oklahoma City Council would consider a resolution against the USA Patriot Act. And I was overwhelmed because ever since the Reichstag bombing here in Oklahoma City, we have been inundated with pro-government propaganda, on and on and on, bombing, McVeigh, Nichols, on, and it never stopped. And I could not imagine the Oklahoma City Council entertaining any resolution against any government, any law, any government activity. I was overwhelmed, Alex.
Ron, would you like to tell the listeners who carried out the Oklahoma City bombing?
Alex, of course, my first thought way back when Iran does, but the government went after the right wing, the militias, on and on. It never stopped. So I related this to the Reichstag fire in Nazi Germany, I think it was February 24th of 33, when Hitler's people started the fire in the German parliament building, the Reichstag, and then blamed it on a communist, and used this as an excuse to go after their opponent.
And it did turn out that there were multiple bombs that didn't go off. The building was blown out, not in. Absolute facts, seismographs, former head of Air Force weapons development. There were Iraqis on the ground known to be in the employ of the U.S. government, brought here after the Gulf War, trained here in the 80s when Saddam was the ally. And the BATF admitted to police that were interviewed on local news, and it's in my film, No Tyranny, saying that the BATF admitted they were warned not to go to work that day. The judge was out. Mrs. Graham, the head of HUD, saw the white men planting gray sticks of butter and wires on the support columns. The feds have seized the surveillance camera tapes and declared national security. We've talked to the police and FBI that saw those, showed the Iraqis. This was a government program. So that's the bottom line. How many people would you say in Oklahoma now know who was really behind Oklahoma City bombing?
Alex, when I first started passing your tapes out about a year ago, there was a lot of skepticism, but I am noticing that people, more and more people that I talk to now are a lot more receptive and aware of what's going on. I'm well over 200 tapes that I've passed out. And somewhere along the line, the public attitude is changing. At one time, everyone said the government did a good job, that it was McVeigh and Nichols and nothing else and blah, blah, blah. But now the government has changed its story and said that Saddam is involved. They've done a 180 here, and people are beginning to question the government and wonder, hey, well, they said it was McVeigh and Nichols, and now they're saying, well, Saddam was involved. So
you know why that hurt them so bad? I was on the air for what? 3 years before they announced that Saddam was involved, saying, why would Iraqis be involved, who we know were in the employ of the government, FBI, CIA? Why would they cover that up at the time? They're waiting to release this at another point. And they did do that on national news. And so they wanted that case where they could blame it on whoever they wanted, and they wanted to have the nexus between militia and Muslim for what you're now seeing unfold, saying are Christians terrorists, but the Eric Rudolph script, merging that in with the Muslims. So this is part of a propaganda ploy, and I think that we have neutralized and short-circuited a lot of their plan because of our analysis. How long have you been listening, Ron?
Probably a year or so, maybe a little over a year.
Did you hear me before the Gulf War, too, saying they would soon bring it out against Saddam?
Before the Gulf War? No.
Not the first Gulf War.
Oh, you mean this one?
Yes.
Right. And
I mean, it's just on the record for 3 years. I just kept thinking, why are there Iraqis? Why did Clinton order their release when the Scotland Yard arrested them flying out of the U.S.? Why are they sealing the surveillance camera tapes? Then I found out about how they brought these Iraqis in after the Gulf War, how many of them had been trained in the 80s by the CIA, Fort Benning, Georgia. Then I figured it out, and I was right.
Well, yes, you were. Alex, and I heard William Crystal, saw him one night on Nightline, saying that him and Rumsfeld and Cheney and Wolfowitz had planned everything that's going on now back in 96 and 97.
Yeah, they're bragging. It's the Project for the American Century, founded in 96, key policy reports 98, 99, 2000. They said in their own published reports, on their own website, Saddam isn't a threat. We want the oil and as a military base. We're going to set up a police state. We need a Pearl Harbor or larger catastrophic event to galvanize the people behind this. So did the founder of the Trilateral Commission, Brzezinski, said that too in a 97 book. And then they get on Nightline, and I've got it on tape, and brag, yeah, we planned all this, but it's for your own good. That's their arrogance, sir.
Alex, everything we're seeing now, these guys are just reading from a script. It's all scripted. And we heard the drumbeat, Saddam, 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 and they kept speeding it up, raising crescendo, and finally it's war against Saddam. And now we're hearing they're going after Iran, and they're starting the drumbeat, and it's picking up and faster and faster. And I think anyone that pays attention to what's going on, and even in our the media now, where our information flow is so restricted and so distorted, and our media is so controlled, anyone, even in that atmosphere, can see what they're doing by simply paying attention.
Absolutely, and understanding what thugs have done throughout history and the nature of power. Thanks for the call, Ron.
Alex?
Yes?
Is InfoWars a free website, or do you have to subscribe?
InfoWars.com has about 50 to 80 stories posted each day for free. We have streaming audio and streaming video for free. We have video clips of my films. But no, the only thing that's for sale on my website is my videos, and my T-shirts, and my book. InfoWars.net is a clone of RovinNet. Same service, their 1-800 number, they're great people, their proxy servers and protection for your anonymity when you're surfing for less than AOL. That is a service, and that helps us pay. That service, people that subscribe, help us pay for the bandwidth for InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and all that, which continue to grow. We're now in the top 5% of all websites. We were in the top 10% just a year ago, and the Prison Planet's already in the top 5%, 4-point-something, just after 8 months in operation. So the way you support the websites and what we do there is you sign up at InfoWars.net for internet service. Dial up ISDN. They're about to have DSL if you want that. Nationwide service. And you have a proxy server, browser that blocks cookies and your identity. It's like a cloaking device on a Klingon vessel. And so that's why people should go sign up at InfoWars.net. But no, all the information on the websites is free. Why do you ask? Okay, well, Ron asked a question and hung up, but I hope that answers your question, Ron. But no, the websites are free, and so that's what goes on there. Okay, let me go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's go through these quickly because I got some news I need to hit. Charles in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex Jones.
Yes.
Hey, I caught a little bit of that John Ashcroft. This is a scary guy.
First he says there is no Patriot Act.
Yes,
then anybody that says it, age terrorist. And now, oh, yeah, there is a second Patriot Act. Pass it or 10 million of you could die next. He actually said that.
Yeah, he is strictly hardcore. I was wondering, did you notice, or was it me, the contempt he had for these Congress critters?
He was shouting at them. He was turning purple. He was arrogant. This was in your face. We're setting up a dictatorship. Shut up. It's for your own good.
Yeah, this Jerome Nadler, I was wondering where he was from. This guy, he's a fat weasel from New York that's implementing all these gun-grabbing legislation. Well, he basically made a fool of him. I don't know if you saw that or not. He read some article out of the Washington Post, and, I mean, he said, I don't even read the Washington Post, or on occasion I will. But basically, he made a fool of the guy. But when they panned back to him, this Nadler I'm speaking of, he was shaking his head in agreement with what he was saying. And you just wonder, you know, as you've said many times, how much of this is just scripted? It's the dialectic.
Well, no, sir. Look, if you get a history book about LBJ in Congress or Kennedy or Roosevelt or any of these people, 100 years ago, they wrote about it. They would go meet, committee chairman would meet, and they'd say, all right, you're going to act like you're against this. And at the last minute, you're going to come out for it. And then that'll sway those that were against it with you because, oh, the guy that was against it now sees the light. That's like Colin Powell saying, I'm against the war. It's not right. We don't have evidence. And then right when the troops are massed, I was wrong. It's true. There's incredible evidence. Let me pitch the idea. And the news goes, it's incredible. The dove is now forward. It must be good. Powell has such credibility. I said before that he was going to be the one that came out with it. Totally staged. And Ron mentioned distortion of the news. Let me give an example of distortion. You're listening to radio, watching TV. You hear there's a new bill to get corrupt money out of politics, campaign finance reform. Well, what did the bill really do? Double the amount of the soft, secret corporate contributions that is the corrupting influence, doubles that amount of money, but restricts a show like this one having Larry Pratt on 60 days before an election. It destroys the First Amendment, brings in all these new penalties and control, stops the money that little people can give, private people, but doubles what corporations can give. It's not a good reform, it's a bad reform. 2 years ago, they, quote, changed the medical rules. CNN said, it's for privacy. You'll have more privacy. It's a privacy bill. Bush signs it. Gives you no privacy. Federalizes your local health clinic where they have to have a database hooked in with the feds, which is then shared. So, just their lying is incredible.
So you have to become as cynical and as develop that mentality that these people have.
Well, what they'll do in an article is they'll say, this bill gives you more freedom. And then in the bottom of the article, it'll say, it lets them arrest you for no reason and execute you. Now, they're calling that freedom. See, a lot of times it's right there in the article. They'll say, people love this new bill. It'll keep us all safe. The Pentagon's going to watch us. It's all in your face now.
Well, you made a mention of...
Well, here's another one. Bush is moving to protect pension funds and making them go to cash balance accounts. You will no longer own your pension fund and have no right to it, but this will help the corporations fund the pension funds.
To just send your mind spinning backwards, and eventually people won't even pay any attention to what they're saying. Because
yeah, there isn't a
so
Patriot
bizarre.
Act. If you say there is, you're a terrorist. Now, there is a Patriot Act. You know, it's all about immigrants. No, it's not. That's a liberal conservative issue they throw out there as a red herring.
It's amazing how I got just picked up this little book by Dennis Cuddy about the NEA. I had no idea that these people had been around as long as they have. And they're talking about 1928. You mentioned David Rockefeller talking about how great China was.
Mao Zedong.
Yeah, how wonderful it was, and he was the greatest man in the last 100 years and all this. Well, this John Dewey, who they made a...
Dewey Decimal System, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this guy had come back from... Now, this is almost 50 years before Rockefeller had made this statement, and he's talking about the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia and how wonderful, this is in 1928, their system was, and and we should take this progressive education ideas and their practices and put this into
the bankers, the only thing... Look, the bankers wrote the Communist Manifesto to con the serfs, back into serfdom, back into tyranny, back into feudalism. And if you read the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, 8 of them are fully realized and implemented in America. Thanks, Charles.
Thank you.
Real quick, Mark in Oklahoma. Go ahead.
Hello?
Mary. Go ahead, Mary.
I want to say quickly that I'm able to clearly see that the government has most probably dumped this monkeypox on us, because right away, before they, you know, even hardly have a name of a victim, they know which animals to go after, and sure enough, it's the same animals in those pet shops.
Stay there. I'll let you have about a minute on the other side, then I got to hit the internet taxation, some stuff on the war, and some other key tidbits. Final segment straight ahead. Stay there, Mary. I'll let you finish up. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back. Please stay with me. We do Real Talk Radio on this show.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gticelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day and back from 9 to midnight Central right here on the GCN Radio Network. Thank you for joining me. Real quick, Mary in Oklahoma.
Well, I just want to say real quickly that, I mean, there's a lot of animals, a lot of exotic animals, you know, right here in Oklahoma. The zoos have monkeys. A lot of people, believe it or not, have privately owned monkeys, which they're greatly attached to and attend to. And my mouth is still open that they can identify the prairie dog as the carrier. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the call. Well, we know they gave West Nile to Saddam, and then it showed up here. Our government did. We know that they've released many other biologicals. We know that Lyme disease comes from Plum Island. That's conclusive. The bioweapons lab. We know the British government released foot and mouth in England. We know this, and we know it's very important. That's why you should go to InfoWars.com and see our lead story. British scientist puts odds of apocalypse at 50-50. It's an amazing article. And all real threats, namely government bioweapons production and some of the new advanced quantum mechanics testing they're doing via their particle accelerators that could cause a nuclear explosion or a black hole that could destroy the Earth. This is serious business from Reuters. And they're all out of control, racing ahead with this entire system. Here's one. U.S. plans ring of bases for quick strikes. You mean the bankers do. Smaller, more mobile battle groups will replace large, slower divisions at forward operating bases around the world for quick strikes to bring down people's governments. So the new thing is where the stormtroopers go in, take over the Capitol, blast everybody. That's a new system. Also, U.S. says, you mean the globalists say, again, it's not us, it's the New World Order, says Iran harbors al-Qaeda associate, so they're going to need to go ahead and invade them and start the invasion preparation. Same thing with North Korea after they arm them. EU stirs up internet sales tax debate. On July 1st, the 15-nation EU will begin collecting VAT, or value-added tax, on sales of digital goods and other electronic transactions from the U.S. and other non-EU companies. So that's interesting. That means that American companies selling downloadable music, movies, games, and software to customers in the EU might have to collect taxes that could boost the total cost of their products in Europe. And the UN says they own the Internet, they own your domain names, that they're going to make us have this tax if it's going to be sold over there. So it's a very serious issue. Even if you're not into computers or into buying stuff online, this is the takeover, folks. It's going to be a global body that does it, not the U.S. Supreme Court allows Agent Orange suit. Vietnam veterans with recently diagnosed ailments can sue, despite the 85 out-of-court settlement between companies and veterans. They knew what that dioxin was doing. They knew it was bad. They could care less about our troops because they're globalist. Also, cash crisis forces U.S. to print Saddam banknotes. They're back to printing. Our government runs the central bank presses, has put Abathis back in control, and they're going to print money with Saddam on it. So that's from Reuters as well. And widespread looting leaves Iraqi oil industry in ruins. And the Iraqis are very mad. They protest over oil jobs for Asians. Yeah, it's just Halliburton and other Brown and Root and Kellogg, other U.S. companies. They aren't hiring Americans either. Chinese, folks. And BP doesn't use British citizens or African citizens in Africa. They use communist Chinese PLA to run their oil wells in Central and Northern Africa. So it's the same story. I mean, just anything to not hire an Iraqi or an American or whatever. Blair and Campbell will shun Collins' inquiry into weapons of mass destruction. They say there won't be any inquiry into how they put out false reports. Other article out of Tech TV, New World Order PC review about a game where you're a UN soldier and kill militia members. All the propaganda, ladies and gentlemen, hitting you in the movies, sitcoms, video games, comic books, nightly news. It's everywhere. Learn how to recognize it. Teach your family how to recognize it. Teach others how to recognize it. Stand up and fight the globalist. Thanks to all our affiliates, AM, FM, shortwave internet, satellite, the folks running the show, to my wife and webmaster, Violet Jones, my webmaster for Prison Planet, Paul Joseph Watson, to our great listeners, to everybody, the sponsors. God bless you all. I'll see you back tonight, 9 to midnight.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal own.